Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mui'ili'ili Honganji. Mui'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mui'ili'ilihonganji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Melvin and Karen Murakami, in memory of the Murakami and Ishida families. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Mui'ili'ili Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Umitani.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you welcomed this morning with a sense of joy and gratitude in the compassionate light of Amida Buddha. This is the last Saturday of the year 2020. Despite the coronavirus pandemic, or I should say because of the pandemic, I felt that the year 2020 went by so quickly. I hope we can spend some time of reflection at this time of the year. There is a Japanese saying, Yōka ichinen, kanka mikka. It means growing flowers takes 1 year, but we can admire their beauty only for 3 days. Flower growers spend a lot of time and effort to produce a beautiful product, but the life of a flower in full bloom lasts only for a few days, sometimes 3 days or less. The blood and sweat of the farmers result in the beauty of the flowers that can be shared and enjoyed by those who receive it. When we see these beautiful blossoms, however, do we really think about the hard work and care the growers put into the growing process? We tend to simply enjoy the flower's external beauty, and we do not look deeper. We don't think about the farmer's concentrated energy on the job, how many people were involved in the growing process, and the wishes and hopes of those who raised the flowers. What we see with our eyes is just a small part of the entirety. We do not see or are not awakened to the whole picture. Through the teachings of Buddhism, we have received a wonderful gift, a gift that helps us open our eyes, truly open our eyes to deep appreciation. Amida Buddha's compassion embraces us all just as we are. Through deep hearing, the teachings give us the opportunity to reflect upon our lives. When our eyes are truly opened, we realize that we owe tremendous debt of gratitude to the causes and conditions that enable us to be born into this world. We then realize how beautiful and profound the life we are living in now. As the homages say, hard it is to be born into human life. Now we are living in it. I'd like to share a story that I heard from a very well-known minister in Japan. This minister was invited by a temple as a guest speaker, and after he finished his Dharma message, he went to the guest room to rest when he was visited by the temple minister's wife and her seventh grade son. The son said, "I'd like to speak with the sensei alone." As his mother left the room, the minister asked the boy, "What's on your mind?" The boy replied, "Sensei, I want to be a minister." The boy told the minister this story. He continued, "This happened before I was born. My mother's physical condition was very frail when she was pregnant, and her doctor recommended she not give birth. My mother was born into a temple family, married into a temple family, so she received many wonderful opportunities to listen to the story of Amida Buddha. My mother said, fortunately, she could encounter and appreciate Amida's compassion. She told the doctor that she would regret if the baby loses his opportunity to listen to the Dharma just because of her selfish desire to live. She would sacrifice her life to give birth to the baby. The boy continued the story. Fortunately, my mother gave birth to a healthy baby, me. I had not heard this story until recently. My father told me this story. I was happy to know that my mother wanted to give me life, even though she knew she could die. I like to listen to Amida Buddha's teachings, study it, and one day become a minister like you and spread the teachings because of my mother's love and her wish to give me life. After I heard this story, I asked myself, what is the purpose for us to be born in this world? It is to encounter something true and real, something that can be a foundation of our lives. For us Jodo Shinshu Buddhists, our purpose is to hear the heart of Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu is Amida Buddha's wish and boundless compassion that embraces us just as we are. The mother's wish for her baby, even before he was born, was to receive an opportunity to listen to the Dharma. Because the mother knew that her son would encounter many events in his life, favorable and challenging, but with Amida Buddha's embrace, he would be awakened to the true joy of living. This was the mother's wish that brought him a tremendous, indescribable joy. Now he wanted to live the life of Nembutsu like his mother. His eyes were opened. The heart of Amida Buddha's compassion manifested as his mother's wish and penetrated into this boy's heart. I don't know what became of the boy, but whatever became of him, I know he is always keeping his mother's and Amida Buddha's great compassion in his heart, never wasting his life, living each day in joy and gratitude in the Nembutsu. He says every day, I am never alone. My mother's wish and Amida Buddha's wish are always with me. This is the strength and beauty of a person of the Nembutsu. Shinran Shonin taught us that the light of Amida Buddha is always illuminating us. The life illuminated is the life of great joy and great comfort. Our life is finite and fragile and is a bumpy one. We say the Nembutsu, but not from our minds that are filled with blind passions. Namo Amida Butsu that we recite is the manifestation of Amida Buddha's voice of compassion. It always embraces, illuminates, and caresses us. Deep hearing of this name leads to the self being accepted and affirmed as is by the compassionate light. This spiritual joy of Dharma is beautifully expressed by the following poem written by Reverend Shinsui Haraguchi. Ware tonae, ware kiku naredo namo amida, tsurete yuku zo no oya no yobigoe. Though it is I who recites Namo Amida Butsu, and I who hears that sacred name, it is really Oya-sama, Amida Buddha, calling, gently calling me, telling me he will bring me to the Pure Land without fail. We are truly grateful to be able to end this year within the compassionate calling voice of our dear parent Amida Buddha. May we find peace and comfort within Namo Amida Butsu. May the sound of Namo Amida Butsu flow freely from our lips in joy and gratitude. Thank you. Please have a safe, happy, and meaningful New Year. Ingassho, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Umitani, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, December 27th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Reverend Umitani. We will not have a New Year's Eve message this year. Instead, please log on to the year-end appreciation video. The link to the video will be sent to you via email. We also invite you and your family to Zoom New Year's Day service at 10 a.m. Reverend Umitani will be the speaker. Start your new year on the right foot by attending service virtually with your family, wherever you may be. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Melvin and Karen Murakami, and our speaker, Reverend Umitani. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Gomonshu Otani and Bishop Matsumoto. Namo Amida Butsu.